This is David Cruse with the Comstock Report. My son Matthew and my wife are in Minas Gerais, Brazil, working on wedding plans for August. He's marrying a Brazilian farm girl. Her family has a soybean seed processing business and said that they are wrapping up harvest there. The corn crop will come later, but prospects look very good. They reported all-time record soybean yields, but very low prices. This is the worst the price has been in the Brazilian currency for them. When we had our low prices, their real was weak, so they were getting record high prices in their local currency, contrasting with ours, which boosted planting there. Their currency advantage has gone away now, and they are seeing their way through the political turmoil there, expecting the economy will recover. I would expect soybean acreage to be flat there next year. They'll maintain soybean acreage one more year before the economics forces a reduction. Corn acreage would decline first. My son's future father-in-law says that their political mess is bigger than ours. As bad as ours is, he's right. Brazil's President Temer has just a 10% approval rating, so is planning a summit with Donald to get help and advice. What are the trading funds going to do next? Bulls think that the funds will either short cover in corn or rebuy longs in soybeans, producing spring and summer rallies. What they're all hoping for is that the funds will be gullible enough to bid the markets up so everyone needing to sell can use them before prices fall again. That begs me to ask, how stupid are funds? Farmers have 8.616 billion bushels of corn in bins, would need to sell some of it. Ag partners are reportedly building another million bushel grain bin here in Royal Iowa and at two other sites. It takes 583 of the 1 million bushel bins to hold the increase in corn carryover last year to this season. The bin builders should stay busy. Funds will need fundamental motivation from somewhere to start the process if they're reinflating prices for us to sell. There is a wet forecast, potential for flooding in Argentina, deja vu last year, and wet conditions slowing the start of planting in the south here, which would show up in the first planting progress report Monday. China came back from their holiday as a buyer, but that only gave the soybean market a bounce before now focusing on that demand is in South America. I would expect to see some export sale cancellations here at some point. Ethanol production is now slowing noticeably, off 35,000 barrels a day last week. The slowdown is in response to building stocks, which are now at record highs, 7% above a year ago. This is also in response to lower gasoline demand, off 2.9% last week. U.S. oil inventories are at record highs, too. Ethanol production as a percent of gasoline consumption is at 11%, but as noted, too much is going into building stocks instead of gas tanks. Tesla is now capitalized, worth more than Ford, selling all the electric vehicles that they can make. While small yet, the impact of more electric vehicles on motor fuel demand will be a trend. Macro markets were rolled a bit when it was learned through Fed minutes Wednesday that they were undecided in how serious to use their 2% inflation target and had consideration of beginning to unload their enormous bond portfolio accumulated during the financial crisis later this year. It is one thing to raise rates and then yet another to add to the supply of debt on the market. The Fed is sitting on $4.5 trillion in securities, which frankly surprised them that this generated no more inflation than it did. Deflating net farm income is still deflation in the ag sector. The simple way to slowly unwind the treasuries held by the Fed is to not replace them when they mature. I would think that the markets will also be very focused on the outcome of the two-day summit with Xi Jinping. Candidate Trump promised us great things with new bilateral trade agreements, and an aggressive negotiation process is just getting started. The administration has not yet advanced a specific framework and did not set specific topics ahead of the summit. It will be some time before we see the results, but there could be an indication of the state of relations with China late Friday. Hopefully Trump will be touting great progress, and Xi will not look like he choked on something. When Xi Jinping was here for a summit with Obama, Trump chimed in that he should just take him to McDonald's and give him a Big Mac. That may not have been even U.S. beef. I'm going to bet that they'll eat steak at Mar-a-Lago, as they want to let China know that they should open their beef market to the U.S., but I hope that Trump doesn't ruin the moment by having the steak made well done. China bought a two-page ad in the Wall Street Journal ahead of the summit. In it, they praised the appointment of Governor Terry Branstad as ambassador to the country. I suspect he'll be in Mar-a-Lago promoting Iowa beef, too. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.